Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Now there is a whole lot of scripture around that, and it would behoove you to go through and read it, but I just want to focus on this one verse. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll ask His help, and then we'll continue on tonight. Father, we do thank You for this day. Thank You for Your love and Your kindness and Your mercy to each one. Lord, we just pray that You would bless the preaching of Your word. Lord, help me to say something that would be a challenge and an encouragement. And Lord, just pray You'd bless the scriptures to our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I don't really have a whole lot tonight. I want to focus on that word benefit. You know that there are many benefits that come with salvation. We can talk about the forgiveness of sins. We can talk about having access by faith to grace. We can talk to how God provides for our physical needs and things like that. We can talk about His mercy, and we can talk about all types of things. We give thanks, or we should, when we have a meal. Most people look at that and say the blessing, or say grace, and I don't like either one of those terms. You can't say grace. You can only receive grace. Alright? And you can be a recipient of grace, and you can be a giver of grace in the sense of being like the Lord, being gracious and merciful, things like that. But you can't say grace, and you can't say a blessing over the food. All you can do is thank God for it. And there's a lot that the Bible talks about that. You don't really bless the food per se. I know we get that idea, but the Bible says it's sanctified by the Word of God and by prayer. All right, so we look at that type of idea that we have there. But we have many, many benefits for which we should give thanks to God for. Our daily bread is just one of those things, right? But He said, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. And it says, Selah. It says, think on that. Think about it. He daily loads us with benefits. He daily loads us with benefits. There are benefits that God gives us every day. Daily means every day, right? Everybody agree with that? Daily means every day. But what do? We whine, we complain, we murmur. We feel sorry for ourselves. There's all types of things that people do. But the fact that we get benefits for God should cause us not to say a blessing, but to bless His name. To be thankful. To call upon Him. To praise Him. To be thankful. But so often, we get caught up with ourselves and on our own situation, and we don't really take time and meditate on that. We don't take time to think about it. You know, one of the quickest ways to a person becoming unthankful is just to forget what people have done for you, right? Take it for granted. Well, he always does. That's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal. God's good all the time. But it behooves us to say that He's good all the time, to tell the world, to tell Him, to be thankful, to not forget. Which brings me to the next verse I want you to look at, Psalm 103. 103. It's kind of interesting, these three psalms. And Psalm 103 in verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." So the first thing is having that understanding of that these benefits, these things we enjoy, come from God. And these blessings, the grace, the mercy, the peace, the joy, the leading of the Spirit, even the chastening of God is a benefit. We can go down the line. But so often, what do? We forget. And the Bible tells us, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Now, I kind of look at things in a logical progression. And so if God loads us daily with benefits, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. If God daily loadeth us with benefits, and we're not to forget all his benefits, logic tells me that since he gives them daily, we should remember them daily. That's just logical to me. Do you daily thank God for his benefits? I wish I could say I've never failed in that. I wish I could say there's never been a time where I've just forgotten. You got so wrapped up in everything that's going on. Maybe ministry, maybe work, maybe any other number of things that we may be doing. But there's so many times we just forget to thank God. We take it for granted. "But bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." He says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that is oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. You know, he remembers, why don't we? Forget, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Now, if you follow this to progression, you know exactly where I'm headed. You know the next verse I'm going to. You ought to be able to pick it out. You've probably heard it preached on. And Psalm 116. And you know, there's a natural progression. God gives benefits daily. We ought to remember them daily. And then Psalm 116 makes it very clear in verse 12. It asks the question, Psalm 116 and verse 10, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me?" All right, here's the thing. God daily loads us with benefits, and he needs to be praised about that. So we need to remember it daily. And we need not to forget all his benefits. But then the idea comes, what shall we render to God again? What do we owe God for his benefits? What should we do with that? The God of our salvation and all these benefits he provides us that we're to remember. And he gives them daily, and we're to remember them daily. What shall we render unto him. And he says, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Interesting that that's thrown in there, isn't it? So often, we have a lifestyle that excludes giving God what is due him. There's another psalm that says, ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and praise. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory that's due his name. I'm kind of paraphrasing. But O ye mighty, it says, ascribe to the Lord that which is his, that belongs to him. And in Hebrews, it tells us that we are to offer the sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. But to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. But every day ought to be a day of saying, what will I do for God? Acknowledging what God has done for us. Remembering it. Acknowledging it. And then saying, you know what? I owe the Lord. This life is not my own. Well, we're told in another place, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, we're to glorify God in our body. And in our spirit, which are the Lord's. So there's the picture. You see that? God daily loadeth us with benefits. He's the God of our salvation. And then we're admonished. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. This is actually somebody speaking in the sense of it is somebody speaking, reminding himself. You know, we'd be a whole lot better off if we just remind ourselves. Instead of waiting on somebody else to remind us. But remind ourselves, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Take stock of what God does for you. And then the question comes, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? What can I do? I can't pay for it. I can't earn it. All I can do is give him, I owe him a debt of love. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. God's commandments aren't terrible and hard and difficult. It's kind of interesting. I kind of got to this, and I've probably done this before, and I believe I've done it in the past, but I was just looking at that. And thinking about, I was meditating on one of these verses, and I just said, okay. I was looking at Psalm 103, verse 2. And I was looking at that and just thinking about it, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to look up that term benefits, see how many times it's in the Bible. And that word benefits with the plural is only appears in these three verses. Now, the word benefit shows up in other places, and you could certainly make a case for that. But that word benefits, notice how these three verses fit together so well. Take a picture of that in your mind. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Think about that. And then he says in Psalm 103, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. All his benefits. And then Psalm 116, verse 12, asks the question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? There's the picture. There's what we need to see. There's the lesson. This is something that needs to be incorporated into our hearts and our lives on a daily basis. If He gives benefits daily, it's incumbent upon us to remember it daily and to desire to give back to Him the love and the glory that's due Him daily. Amen? Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll close this part of the service out. Father, thank You for the Word of God. And Lord, just please work in our hearts and let us see. It's so easy to see and so clear and so plain. But Lord, just help us to remember. Help us to have our eyes open to see those things that come down from You. Help us to remember that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. Lord, we just pray that You'd help us to understand the truth of Your Word. And help us, we pray, to remember and to render back to You that which is due for the benefits You daily load us with. We thank You. Lord, just help us to remember that debt of love. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.